This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I don't know anywhere. I don't know anything about, like, what is the normal accepted truth with Diddy? And several of the things that are being discussed about him, human trafficking, child trafficking, drug trafficking. I mean, there's definitely smoke and you can see the fire, but I can't tell what's on fire.
Mm-hmm.
It's disconcerting. And I don't want to not pay attention to it because I don't understand it. I have to learn more. But everywhere I go to learn more, it gets wild.
No, I'm with you. And it's kind of, excuse me, it's kind of like the Jeffrey Epstein thing where you're like, there's so many layers to this,
mm-hmm.
There has to be truth somewhere in there, but what is it? Who's going to be in trouble for it? Should they be in trouble for it? Like, how does this whole operation? And unlike the Jeffrey Epstein thing, this felt like it came out of nowhere to me. Mm-hmm. I had not heard a word about P. Diddy. It's funny you called him Puff Daddy because that's how I Googled it the other night. I was still calling him that.
He changed his name. He's changed his name like a half dozen times.
But when we were younger, it was Puff Daddy, right? That's what we
Puff
called
Daddy,
him.
Puffy.
It's Govzilla. Or not Govzilla.
I did Google that.
Stephen Moore and his book Govzilla. I think it's how the relentless growth of government is devouring our economy or something.
Please call him Godzilla.
That one was free, Stephen Moore. He's never paid me for that once. Godzilla, come with me. Isn't that Led Zeppelin that he rips?
Yes.
See, I knew that. I only know it because of Puff Daddy, though. I don't know of it because it's Led Zeppelin.
Did he?
No, he was Puff Daddy then.
That's what I thought, too.
That's the point.
But I saw a picture on Facebook of his plane in the Caribbean or wherever, and he's hiding in the Caribbean. I'm like, why is Puff Daddy hiding? I was like, holy moly.
Yeah.
So it's just a lot to unpack.
But is he in the Caribbean? Because his plane went to
Nobody knows where he is.
I don't know.
And no, he was in the Miami airport.
He was.
Yes.
But we don't know where he was after that.
Well, I'm sure somebody does.
TMZ got good footage of him pacing back and forth outside that Miami airport.
TMZ speculated he was in the Caribbean. And then I heard that he was allowed to be.
Well,
who would let him go?
His plane left Southern California and went to Antigua. But nobody could confirm that he was on that plane. But then they did have him that same day in this private airport in Miami. They definitely know where he went after that. He's not been charged with anything.
Is he big enough to be untouchable? Is he like rich enough to?
Well, the allegation is that he's working with them.
With the feds to uncover his own operation?
No.
Maybe to cover it up.
Okay.
I don't know.
Like, maybe there's something bigger.
But I was just, right before I came in here, I was watching a video on Twitter of Cat Williams taking a swing at the whole operation back in January.
Yeah.
So people knew the name was associated with this thing. How do you get out of that?
But when Cat Williams did that interview, that was kind of like everybody's going, what?
Yeah, everybody thought it was hilarious. But the interview, not the allegation.
Yeah. But I mean, here's the question. We know that there is a child trafficking operation. Marco Rubio tweeted about this, I think, in the last 48 hours. Marco Rubio has confirmed with the FBI that there is a child and human trafficking operation that exists on our southern border. We know that's true. We know that it's happening. And we just carry on. Mm-hmm. We just move on through our day. We don't stop. This, we said this on this show in December of last year. And I remember it was kind of out of the blue. I said, isn't it like the Jeffrey Epstein thing? You brought that up. Mm-hmm. Isn't it amazing that we know certain facts about what was going on Epstein Island, what Jeffrey Epstein was involved in, other people who were involved in it in some capacity? Isn't it amazing that we have facts that have been litigated? And he was in jail for when he did not kill himself. Isn't it amazing that we know those things to be true and we just go on with our day? Like, why is this not an absolute outrage that we know these particular facts and we haven't gotten to the bottom of them yet?
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.